New York City, home to more than 10 million people and one of the major centers for commerce and business in the world. Back in the day, believe it or not, nothing happened in this city without the okay of five men. Men with little to no formal education who sat on one of the most powerful boards of directors in the entire world, the Commission of the Sicilian American Mafia. At the turn of the century, men like Charles Lucky Luciano and Salvatore Maranzano outlined the structure and hierarchy of what we now know to be the modern American Mafia. The boroughs of New York City were controlled by five families, each with its own boss, and these are the guys, not the politicians and Wall Street big shots, who called the real shots in New York. Construction, restaurants, nightclubs, labor unions, the garment district, you name it. They had their hands in all of it. In the 1960s and 70s, the man who ran the commission, the capo di tutti capi, or the boss of all bosses, was Carlo Gambino. Gambino led a modest life and ruled the rackets with an iron fist until his death, of natural causes no less, in 1976. Gambino broke protocol, though, by naming his cousin, Paul Castellano, new boss of the family, rather than his underboss, Neil Della Croce. This angered the blue-collar wing of the family, who saw Castellano as nothing but a Wall Street wannabe who never got his hands dirty. Within a few years, Castellano had built himself a mansion in the Todd Hill neighborhood of Staten Island, rarely venturing out to visit the guys in the streets and demanding bigger and bigger cuts of their scores. Castellano, a savvy businessman with a wide array of legitimate enterprises, preferred to spend his days at home, reading the Wall Street Journal and wearing velvet slippers. As we all know, things came to a head in December 1985, when Big Paul was gunned down in front of Sparks Steakhouse by a crew loyal to John Gotti. The rest, as they say, is history.